Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today is defining totalitarianism. For freedom lovers and freedom builders, this means the price of totalitarianism is the surrender of thinking. Defining totalitarianism. Ironically, it is left to totalitarians like Hitler to point us in the direction of the true meaning of freedom. What luck it is for rulers that men do not think. Indeed, the price of totalitarianism is the surrender of thinking to those who restrain its application. The totalitarians at home and abroad are linear, one-dimensional people. They operate in chain-of-command sequences, a manner unrelated to any people or experiences in their environments, immediate or remote. It's all about following orders with blind, non-thinking allegiance. The totalitarians are not one or two generations behind advanced civilizations. They are several millennia behind on all empirical measures. They are dedicated only to terrorizing the most advanced thinking people and cultures and to aborting their progeny. These totalitarians, while impotent dimensionally, are powerful dimensionally. They have no vision except continuous struggle between cultures and classes. Because of their own conditioning, they have only destructive initiatives for others and themselves, including suicide. They would rather die than be exposed as abominable miscreants who have wasted and nullified God's greatest gift, human brain power. For example, with 911 as the battle cry, and WMD as the driving rationale, America went to war. How did this happen? How come we, the people, were ignorant? We are told that we had satellite intelligence for both crisis and response. Indeed, we still do. But even today, we cannot figure out its meaning and implications. We cannot even post-dict crises, let alone predict them. The battles of freedom versus totalitarianism are continuous. They begin with the parent fibs and the teacher myths. They progress with manager attaboys and executive edicts. They culminate in political spin and media buzz about artificial issues. For example, do public officials interview publicly or privately? If you answer this question correctly, you probably also know who's buried in Grant's tomb. So what can we do about the increasing secrecy and the controls being imposed upon us? In short, what are the freedom standards? They constitute the fundamental issue of our time. There is one basic mission, the freedom mission. Tell the truth to the policymakers, we the people. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff. Remember, we the people must cut through the spin and get to the truth. We invite your comments. Send them to bob@freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.